This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union, EU, are on the cusp of signing a free trade agreement, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum, she said that after Davos, the next weekend she will travel to India. She, however, said that there is still work to do. She added that it would create a market of 2 billion people, accounting for almost a quarter of the global GDP. She said Europe wants to do business with the growth centers of today and the economic powerhouses of the century, from Latin America to Indo-Pacific and far beyond. European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25th to 27th. They will be chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. The International Solar Alliance, ISA, highlighted India's success in delivering affordable solar power to millions of homes and farmers at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos. Speaking at the event, ISA Director General Ashish Khanna said India's Surya Ghar rooftop solar scheme, which aims to reach 10 million households, and the PM Kusum program, which promotes solar-powered irrigation for farmers, offers practical models that other countries can adopt to expand electricity access and boost agriculture at low cost. Mr. Khanna said the ISA is also focusing on the future of energy through AI and digital technologies, which can reduce costs, improve efficiency and create new jobs. He added that discussions are underway to launch a global AI mission for energy to be hosted by the ISA. Centre has notified the Central Motor Vehicles Second Amendment Rules 2026 to strengthen compliance towards user fee payment at the toll plazas on national highways. These amendments are aimed at improving user fee compliance, enhancing efficiency of electronic toll collection, and discouraging user fee evasion on national highways, Road Transport and Highway Ministry. The Election Commission has deputed 22 more roll observers across the special intensive revision states. Of them, 11 newly deputed observers are in West Bengal, taking the total number of roll observers in the state to 20. These observers will ensure that no eligible voter is excluded and no ineligible names are added to the list. BJP President Nitin Nobin has appointed Vinod Tavade as the election in charge and Shobha Karanjale as election co-in charge for the upcoming Kerala Assembly elections. Mr. Nobin has also appointed Ashish Shelar as the election in charge and Ashok Paranami along with Rekha Sharma as election co-in charges for the upcoming Telangana municipal and corporation elections. The first commercial run of the Vande Bharat sleeper train between Kamakhya, Guwahati and Howrah has received an overwhelming response from passengers. The Railway Ministry said that all the seats were booked within a few hours of opening the ticket reservation. The swift sellout of tickets reflects passengers' eagerness to experience the speed, comfort and modern amenities of the Vande Bharat sleeper. The train was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi last week. The train is scheduled to commence its maiden commercial journey from Kamakhya with effect from tomorrow and from Howrah on Friday. The 79th National Football Championship for Santosh Trophy is all set for kick-off in Assam today. A total of 12 teams will compete in the tournament, which have been divided into two groups of six teams each. Group A consists of holders West Bengal, hosts Assam, Nagaland, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Tamil Nadu, while Group B has Railways, Services, last season's runners-up Kerala, Punjab, Meghalaya and Odisha. All the matches will be streamed live on FIFA Plus platform. The top four teams will advance to the knockout quarterfinal rounds, which will be held on the 2nd and 3rd of next month. The two semifinals are billed for 5th of February, with the grand final set for the 8th of February. And that is the end of this news bulletin.